Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ariane, and I'm joined here with Sarah.
Hello, you're our Ariane host.
Yes, exactly. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, totally. I like it.
Thank you. The first topic we're going to talk about, well, both of them, has to do with self-esteem and self-confidence. So we're going to get into self-esteem first and why it's important. Now, what is self-esteem?
What is self-esteem?
Right. Is
there a definition that might be slightly different than what people have in mind?
I think so. So basically, self-esteem is having a clear sense of identity, confidence, and self-worth. And I think a lot of people just think that it's self-confidence. Mm-hmm. When self-confidence and self-esteem are two different things.
Right.
Right. So
that makes sense, though. Knowledge of self. I mean, you know, when you know who you are, you're going to be more confident because you know, you're not letting other people influence you and trying to change according to everyone else's whims.
Exactly. It's a lovely way to live, I should say. Anyway, a lot of people think that self-esteem is mostly acknowledging your self-worth, like your value of yourself. And it's a whole like identity and confidence thing too. That's all together. What's the word I'm looking for? Like all inclusive, not all inclusive, but those three things together.
Right.
The whole. Yeah.
Growing up, did you have a good sense of self? Did you have good self-esteem or self-confidence, self-worth?
I wouldn't say I did, but I wouldn't say I didn't either. So I had I think I just didn't care. It was like, yeah, I'm here. And then I think what would get me questioning myself is when people, so I've said before, I grew up in Utah and they would always look at me and be like, well, what are you? Think to myself, which is the rudest question.
Yes, it is.
Please
what
don't
are
ask.
You?
Yes.
I'm a human. What are you?
Exactly. And I don't think they knew that. Like little kids, they're just like, well, what are you?
Right.
And I'm like, you're so rude. But then I would think to myself, I'm like, really, what am I though? I know. So, but I knew that little kids meant like, what's your ethnicity or background or something like that. Right.
Right.
So I think that would be the only time until I got a little bit older. How about you?
I feel like I was okay as a kid, you know, probably like a lot of females, especially, you know, okay. And then junior high hit and really everything kind of went downhill from there.
It's those teenage years.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Your body is awkward anyway. And then people are just mean because their bodies are awkward. And it's just a whole thing.
It's just a whole group of awkwardness.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's definitely normal if you don't know anything like that about yourself yet. I mean, if you're a teenager, I feel like if you're a little bit older, you should have a really pretty good idea of what yourself is. What's self-identity? Gosh,
right.
I'm saying words backwards today. So with having a clear sense of identity, confidence, and self-worth, I feel like people are forgetting that having confidence in your ability to think and cope with challenges in life and recognizing your, worthiness
mm-hmm.
and happiness and success are also part of self-esteem.
Right. Yeah.
So not just, I'm happy with myself. It's not just that. It's, are you happy with yourself and how you cope with certain things, how you deal with certain situations like conflict or stuff like that, you know?
Right. Or even your worthiness, that can encompass a lot, because sometimes people think, well, I don't deserve that, or I'm not, you know, I'm not good right. enough for that. And that's an element of self-esteem.
It really is. It really is. And the things that you say to yourself are very important, too. Like, if you question yourself and, you know, kind of doubt yourself all the time, that can have a negative impact on your self-esteem in general, because then you just start doing that as like a regular thing. Like, oh, should I do this? Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then that just doesn't help anybody.
Right.
Yep. So trusting your mind and knowing you are worthy of expressing the greatness within you is the essence, I guess, of self-esteem. Because if you're able to trust yourself and know that everything will be okay, whether it turns out bad or good to anybody, then if you're able to get through that, I feel like that's a good sense of self-esteem there.
Mm-hmm. Well, even that phrase, the greatness within you, some people would hear that and be like, I don't have greatness within me. I'm fine. Never mind.
it's really been like a cliche term lately. I would say in the past few years, they're like, oh, there's greatness within everybody. And you're just like, really? Wait, what?
Right. Sometimes things can get said so much that you're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. It's lost all meaning at that point. But yeah, so your self-esteem can actually be shaped by internal and external factors, which I'm sure everybody knows this, but it's how you use that to your ability, I would say. I don't want to say like, for you to like doubt and have it worked against you, but your ability to use it in your favor mm-hmm. is will help you have higher self-esteem, right. I should say.
And that internal and external, that can be tricky, because you can, you know, we really have to work on that internal sense of self, because the world around you is going to be
it's hard
unkind
enough. Yeah.
A lot of times.
So hard. Especially for kids, I feel like, lately, because other kids are so mean for no reason. Or they're just, like, super truthful.
Right.
And so, I mean, when kids grow up, they're like, this person. I heard one time on a radio station, I don't even remember what I was listening to, but they were talking about things that have stuck with you throughout your whole life. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the callers in that radio station were like, oh, somebody said this to me when I was in grade school. Mm-hmm. And that just stuck with them. And most of them were negative comments.
Oh, yeah.
Just so sad.
I remember all I wanted to do in elementary school was play the flute. In fifth grade, you got to choose an instrument. And yeah. I knew I was going to choose flute. And I did. And so fifth grade hit, and I was excited. I practiced all the time. and at that point, you got individual lessons with the band instructor once a week. And he gave me a solo to practice.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought I got to play it at a concert, and I was so excited. And so when the regular band class was happening, I was telling my friend, I get to play this at a concert. And he said, in front of everyone, Sarah, I heard what you were saying, but no, you're not going to play that at a concert, because I think you'd get scared and screw up.
Oh, what?
I was... Yep, couldn't play. I couldn't play in public without being just terrified from that point on. I don't know if it would have been different had he not said that, but that just crushed my soul.
Perfect example.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's horrible. I bet you would have did amazing, though. By the way,
we'll never know.
I know. Right? Oh man, some internal influences are the thoughts that you tell yourself, which we mentioned previously before, mm-hmm. how you treat yourself. And things that you believe in. So mm-hmm. like having faith in something or believing in something as a foundation definitely helps. Now, I know this is a tough one, especially for young people and early 20s, because self-identity seems to be a really big thing going around. Like it's not like how it used to be. It's like, oh, I'm this, I'm that. But now it's like some people are scared because of bullies to say mm-hmm. or be or act who they really are. So that's kind of hard for you young people today. Good luck. Good luck. I don't know what else to tell you.
I feel like it's getting better in some ways. I mean, we're still a long way off, but there's, you know, a lot more acceptance of so many different identities. Yeah. It's still hard, but, you know, it's not like it was even right. a generation ago where you just had to hide it.
Oh,
even if
course.
You knew who you were, sometimes you had to hide it because mm-hmm. society wouldn't accept you.
Right. And that's what's so great, too, is that the conversation of it all is going around. So it's not like you really have to hide a whole lot, because more people are talking about what they felt like back in the day shouldn't right. be a topic to talk about.
Right.
So, yeah, that would help them in I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but anyway, outside influences do have an effect. So don't like discredit those, because I feel like those are a little bit more than internal. Mm-hmm. Internal influences, because you can tell yourself all day, you know, I'm pretty, I like myself, you're amazing, but then soon as somebody tells you you can't play the flute in front of everybody, right. You'll be too scared. It just shoots your whole, like, I don't know.
It can work the opposite way too. You know, if you have somebody that you like and respect who says something, they may think it's just completely offhand and not even think about it. It could completely change your mindset.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people talk about those people that encouraged them or said they could do certain mm-hmm. things and that, you know, maybe change their life.
Right. And even in instances like that where somebody does tell you, you can't do this, you'll either take it how Sarah did and just be like, well, fine. Yeah. Or you can just be like, I'll show you.
Exactly.
Just do it anyway. So you got those two kind of things. What I used to do, and I tell my kids this too, is like, ask yourself a few questions. Do I like me? Would I like someone who's like me? Would I be friends with someone like me? And I especially tell my daughter that, because girls, I feel like, have, I don't want to say they have a harder time, but girls are so judged as far as how media thinks that they should look and things like that. So I always tell her, like, if you were somebody else, would you be your friend on how you treat people or, you know, how you carry yourself? And that's when she'll be like, yeah, I kind of like who I am. So I'm like, oh, good.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah. Some external influences are from what's around you, where you live, where you work, go to school, people you hang out with or at your workplace, your associates, what they say and how you interact with people, verbally and non-verbally, I might add, because some non-verbal actions, like if you're walking by somebody you thought that you had a good rapport with and they just kind of give you the ugly look, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Or the side eye.
Yeah. And you're like, what did I do?
Exactly.
So then there you start questioning yourself. And
it might not even be about you. They could just be having a bad day.
Exactly.
It just depends.
Exactly. So those are some external influences. They do play a role in how you think and feel about yourself, though, because like I just said, it does have you second guess certain things. Mm-hmm. Even if, like Sarah said, it's not even about you. Then you go back and you're like, did I do something to her or him?
Mm-hmm.
Did I say something? Did I do something? Then you're just racking your brain all day and they're probably just having a bad day and couldn't handle it or something. Yeah. So, yeah, then you start questioning your own self, which you probably shouldn't do, because then that, you know, has an effect on your self-esteem.
Right. Except that you can't live in denial either. So you got to be like, okay, did I do anything?
Right.
You just can't overthink it. Like,
right.
Did I do anything? Oh, I can't think of anything. So unless they talk to me about it, you can't just like worry it constantly.
Exactly.
You can't read their mind.
Right.
So.
Well, a good thing there is, if you are worried that much, ask that person. Did
right.
I do something to you? I mean, you kind of looked at me sideways and then they'll tell you either yes or no or
right.
talk about it, which I don't feel like a lot of people do that either. They don't talk about their problems with the person they might have a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
They just talk about it behind their back and nothing gets resolved.
Oh, yeah. We love triangulation.
Yeah. So that's... Oh, gosh. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about more self-esteem right after this.
Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. We're going to continue talking about self-esteem. What I wanted to say before the break, but self-esteem inspires behavior, and behavior inspires self-esteem.
Yeah, it's a catch-22. Yay. Yeah,
it really is. It's like a little cycle there.
Yes. Actually, it can be a good It could be a good or a bad cycle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. An example of this would be like if you have high self-esteem, you are more likely to be persistent, succeed in things you do, and therefore increase your confidence because you're completing goals, mm-hmm. you know, achieving things that you wanted to do. If you have low self-esteem, you're more likely to give up on things faster or go through the motions without really caring or trying your best at what you're doing. So then you kind of end up failing or taking right. longer than what you would have liked.
Yep. And then you're like, well, see, I failed. And then that affects your thinking. And you're like, why bother since I'm just going to fail again?
Exactly. Yeah. And there's the positive and negatives.
Yeah. It's hard to get out of those ruts of thinking. In fact, you can actually wear ruts in your brain with certain thoughts, like actual ruts in your brain.
I was
told by a counselor once, and they have different ways of like trying to unrut those.
I totally didn't know that. I thought you're supposed to have like ruts and
you've got like wrinkles and stuff, little dips and valleys, but you can actually, maybe it's not an actual physical rut. Maybe they just kind of call it that as a visual.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm not sure. People out there, correct me if you know what I'm talking about.
I might just take her word for it. Be like, I hear you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Totally causes ruts. Yeah. Another, cliche saying, positivity comes with positivity. Negativity comes with negativity. Mm-hmm. The examples I've just, stated mm-hmm. are clear in there. And I mean, I don't know if I've ever, I think I would have to think really hard if I want to think of some experiences that I've had where each of these come into play, which I'm sure they have.
Oh, I'm sure everyone can think of them.
Yeah.
But if you ask me that question right now, I'll be like,
I know, right? I got nothing. Draw a blank.
Exactly.
Yeah. So self-esteem can change throughout your life. So it's not consistent because you always have changing factors in your life where you live. You might move. Things around you might change if you somebody has a baby or somebody passes away. Just things change. You mm-hmm. change schools. It's easy to if you're able to recognize the changes, it will be easier for you to work through them, whether they're good or bad.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you can recognize them and how they make you feel.
Like, oh yeah.
If if your friends are having babies and you're just angry about it, well then you then you need to get to the root of that problem. Why are you angry?
Exactly.
Exactly. Or and then unexpressed anger can lead to depression and all sorts of things.
So. We're turning into one of those infomercials. Yeah. It's okay, guys.
Does it make it less true just because I use the dorky voice?
It really doesn't. It's very true. It's very true. And one of my favorite quotes that I've always heard was, whether you tell yourself you can or tell yourself you can't, either way, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Which is true. Because if you say, I can't do that, I can't do that, then you won't do that.
Well, and what is the quote from Eleanor Roosevelt? No one can make you feel...
I don't know.
Oh, it's even in the Princess Diaries. No one can make you feel inadequate without your consent.
Something like that. Yeah.
Because you can let people get to you more.
Yeah, you can.
More or less.
Unless you check yourself and you're like, I'm not going to let that happen.
Right.
Now I'm going to actually give you guys just a little touch on the difference between self-esteem and self-confidence, which I was telling you earlier in the show that they are two different things. Now, self-esteem is generally how you feel about yourself, how much you like or love yourself, your overall image about, who you are. Self-confidence is how we feel about our abilities and how capable we see ourselves doing certain things or handling certain situations. Now, if you're able to do this in a positive way, it will positively affect your self-esteem. So they kind of go hand in hand, but they are very different. Some people mm-hmm. can have high self-esteem and low self-confidence and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And,
which actually sounds weird when you think of, we so often just conflate the two. I think it's hard to think of them as separate.
Oh, for sure. Which I've seen some of that in, one of my best friends. She's very, very confident in the things that she can do as far as work. She's a medical assistant and she knows a lot about the medical. She wants to be an RN. And so I keep telling her, I'm like, you can finish school and do all this. And she's pretty confident about doing that. But then personally, the self-esteem is low. So,
right. Yep. Yeah. And that can have a lot to do with relationships growing up and how those affected you and all kinds of things.
Exactly. All those outside sources and self-talks. So, but recognizing that you do have a higher or lower self-esteem versus a higher or lower self-confidence, will help you make the necessary adjustments to figure out how to make it better for yourself mm-hmm. and better your life, because you want to have that ability to be positive. Causes mm-hmm. less stress, less a lot of stuff. I'll get into the benefits here in a little bit. But yeah, if you're able to recognize certain situations where those happen, kind of just check yourself and be like, hold up, this is what, you know, this is what I need to do to change this.
Right.
You know,
I think that could be the basis of pretty much every health podcast we've ever done, is knowing yourself recognizing certain things within yourself. Because the first thing you have to do is know what's going on in your own body, in exactly. your own head, in your own soul or spirit, or however you want to put mm-hmm. that, in your own mental health. So,
yep. And I agree. Self-awareness is important, people. Yes. And don't let somebody else tell you that they know you better than you, because they just know the outside you and how you act. They don't know you and the thoughts mm-hmm. in your head. And because nobody 100% tells anybody exactly what they're thinking all the time.
Right. They could know you really, really, really well. Right. But they're not going to know everything.
Yeah. So I put down some examples that I had of low self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a situation I could actually change, because some things you can't change. Like, you just kind of have to accept that's how you are, or whatever. So one of these examples is I had really, really crooked teeth mm-hmm. growing up. Like, they were so bad. My nickname, so people in my family call me R because it's shorter for Ariane.
Mm-hmm.
And my teeth would come down like vampire fangs on the side.
Right.
So they called me R Fang. It was horrible.
That's awful. That doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't. My uncle started that, and I was like,
arfing.
Yeah.
It sounds like a weird verb. Well, I have to be, I'll be arfing then. I'm sorry, I can't join you.
Yeah, like it's some creepy, scary creature. I'm like, rude. So we didn't have a lot of money, so I had to wait until I was, I got braces on when I was like 20.
Mm-hmm.
I had to pay for myself, because that was just one thing I always told myself. When I'm able to, I'm going to get braces. I'm going to fix my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was one of the things that, like, I wouldn't really like to just smile with my teeth showing
right.
because but some things you can't change, and you kind of just have to accept that. Like, I also have asthma, and I really don't like that I have asthma. I can't run very far because it's, you know, it's under control to a point, but then at the same time, if you live in certain areas that trigger your asthma mm-hmm. Or allergies or anything like that. So this is just something that I had to learn to deal with and work with
and manage, because there exactly. are things you can do. You can't necessarily fix it, but
exactly
you can manage it,
right? So there are two things that one I could change, one I can't, but you still have to accept what they are and see how you can make it work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any examples of those?
I'm sure, but you asked me a direct question and
mind
goes
so
blank.
So sorry.
That's Sarah. Probably a self-esteem, self-confidence thing right there, because as an internal processor, as soon as somebody asks me a question, I'm like, give me like 3 hours and I'll come back and give you an answer.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I get that too.
It's great in interviews.
I hate when that happens and then you're like, dang it, I should have said this.
Right. Yep. I mean, I can go over conversations that I had 20 years ago and have the perfect comeback. It's helpful.
It's like, what's the point?
Right.
Why are you bringing up old stuff, Sarah?
Exactly. That's those ruts in your brain.
Yeah, that's true. I do want to say one of the things that I always tell my kids, I'm sorry guys, I talk about my kids a lot.
Talk about your kids. Go ahead.
Yeah. One of them I always tell them is never feel bad about how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I especially tell this to them when they're like upset about a situation, because then they're like, especially my daughter, she's like, well, I don't want to hurt this person's feelings and I just feel so bad. And I always tell them, never feel bad about how you feel. But if you don't like how you feel, you can change that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't like how you're feeling, you don't have to necessarily hurt another person because of how you feel, but you can address your feelings on that.
Right.
So if you can work on you, then that will benefit you and anybody else you feel like you might be hurting their feelings towards.
And it will help you in the adult world when you have to navigate so many minefields.
Oh, yeah.
emotions and unexpressed emotions and all of that stuff.
Definitely. An example of that was like my son. He didn't want to hang out with his dad one time or something, and he didn't want to tell him. Mm-hmm. And his dad kept blaming me. I'm like, fine, I'll take the blame. But then my son's like, well, I feel bad because you're taking the blame. And it's like, it's okay. I don't mind taking the blame. And he's like, no, now I hurt you. And I don't want to hurt my dad because I don't want to tell him that I don't want to hang out with him. I'd rather hang out with my friends. And I'm like, you shouldn't feel bad about how you feel. That's how you feel. And right. I'll take the blame for that. But he didn't want me to take the blame for that.
Right. But you also can't just. Yeah. There's so many factors in that conversation.
Really is. He ended up telling his dad, I'd rather chill with my friends. Okay. And then I had to explain, well, he's a teenager. What teenager wants to hang out with their parent? So. Yeah. Understand that.
I did as a teenager, but I was a nerd. So.
Some of them do.
Yeah. I mean. They still embarrass me on a regular basis, but I liked them.
I feel like that's our job, though.
Oh, yeah, totally. I tell my nieces that all the time. It is my job to embarrass you.
Oh, yeah. Get used to it. On that, we're going to take another quick commercial break, and then I'm going to come back and talk about 9 benefits of self-confidence.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. Now I'm going to talk about the 9 benefits of self-confidence.
Excellent. Hit me with them.
Yeah. The first one. Okay. I have to say, this started out as 11, but when I started reading them, 2 of them like were mixed in with the same thing. I'm like, that's redundant because you just said that there.
You altered the list?
I did.
I'm so shocked.
Don't tell them. I don't even remember what side I
got
it on.
Random people who might have compiled this list. I hope you're not listening, whoever
exactly.
You are.
We don't all even of know. You. Anyway, the first one is greater self-worth. It provides you with greater self-worth. The more self-confidence you have, the more value your life or yourself and your, what did I say? More self-confidence you have, the more you value yourself and your capabilities. That's what I meant to say.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, of all the things that we said before, it does help. It does make you happier. So that's the second one. Happier with yourself. And it helps. And when you're happier, you enjoy life more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you interact differently, too. When you're happier with yourself and more confident in yourself, then your relationships are healthier. Because you're not constantly second-guessing yourself and what people say and all kinds of
exactly.
factors.
Exactly. See, Sarah gets it. your freedom from, you get freedom from self-doubt, which Sarah just said. You will not question or second guess yourself as often if you have higher self-confidence, because you just, you know what you're going to do or say is comfortable for you. Your strengths and capabilities, you feel stronger instead of weakened or defeated in things that you do, your like activities or whatever it is that you do for work, stuff like that, hobbies. You just feel stronger. I feel like that's like a stronger willed kind of thing. Like you don't feel like you're not gonna complete a task. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you have less fear and less anxiety. You also, if you have self-confidence, you learn to accept, handle, learn, gain, benefit, all those from situations in general, I guess, not certain ones, but all situations that you go through, which brings less stress. So if you're able to recognize those and learn from them, Mm-hmm. And that will help you have less fear and anxiety. Social anxiety. This one was interesting to me. So the more secure you feel about yourself, the less you care about how other people see you.
Right.
Therefore, you will want to be around more people who have the same qualities as you. So I kind of questioned that because I was just all like, yeah, that makes sense. But then I like look at my nephew and he's like super confident in his like academics. So he hangs out with just those kind of people, but he's kind of arrogant. So if you're like super, super like, don't let it all go to your head.
Right.
You're like secure in like how or what you are and all that stuff. I want to just say like when you're in social groups, it kind of makes you look like a jerk if that's right. What all you're putting off.
There's a difference between self-confidence and arrogance.
Yeah.
And I do want to interject here because we talked about fear and anxiety and also social anxiety. Mm-hmm. And self-esteem and self-confidence have a huge effect on those. But you can't dismiss mental illness or mental health.
True.
You know, anxiety and depression can be a chemical problem in your brain.
It is.
And
yeah.
There's no amount of self-affirmation that's going to change that. So
right.
As part of being self-aware is understanding, is it just me being down on myself or do I actually need to seek medical help?
Exactly. And that's a real thing because a lot of people are just like, oh, you're just weak. You just don't understand.
Exactly.
You're just acting like this when it's like Sarah said, there is a chemical imbalance there that if you're aware of it, you can get, you know, help for that.
Right. My least favorite phrase is just think happy thoughts. Oh, okay. That'll work.
It doesn't always work. You're just like, I'm happy.
Right. Flowers and rainbows.
Exactly. So yeah, very, very good point there. You actually, if you're self-confident and you have high self-esteem, you it tends to give you more energy and motivate you more because then you want to do things and accomplish your goals because then it makes you feel happy.
Mm-hmm.
So it does give you that energy to be like, okay, now I gotta move on to the next one. I take it as like, you know, when you're reading a really good book and you're just all into it and you're like, no, I gotta keep going. One more chapter.
Oh, shoot, that chapter ended on a cliffhanger. I have to keep going.
Exactly. That's how I see it. Because then it's like, oh, you got to finish the book. I've done that, and I've finished, like, books in, like, a couple hours. And I'm like, wow, where's the next one?
Or you finish at 4 a.m, and then you have to get up at 6.
Yeah.
Like, that's
not
the best plan. But that's a different topic.
It really is. Time management. you get better sleep because you're not stressed out. You're not all worried and your mind isn't going 100 miles an hour. So because you are happier in your life, if things are going smoothly, there's really not much to worry about. And you also reach greater success, meaning you reach your goals, recognize opportunities, and those actually bring forth more success towards like what you're going through. So, or what you're working at.
Mm-hmm.
So those, excuse me, those are our 9 benefits of self-confidence and the topics today, self-confidence and self-esteem. They are very important. And if you need to work on those, just recognize or be self-aware and kind of just ask yourself a few questions on how you can better yourself. There's always room for improvement.
Yes.
Always room for improvement.
And if you can't come up with any good answers, there are multiple people you can talk to. I mean, you know, if you need to talk to a medical professional, do that. If you need to talk to a therapist, do that. But, you know, don't just decide that you're worthless and leave it at that.
Yeah. People care.
Yes, they do.
So thank you so much for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. Join us again next time for more health and wellness.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.